Now, I want to show you what are the outcome of actions that we see in our lives with this polluted heart. And our heart is polluted. How do we recognize it? A few of them. Quickly, I will go through it. There are many. A few I will just present to you. One is stubbornness. We all call it teenage rebellion or stubbornness. The other day, I was seen a WhatsApp that saying, I was about to do that, but since my mama told, I decided not to do. होता है क्या? मुझे करना था वो, लेकिन मामा बोला ये करना, इसलिए मैं decide किया नहीं करूँगा और नहीं करूँगी. That rebelliousness, I don't want to be told. You feel it? I don't want to be told. मैं करूँगा, लेकिन बोलो मत मुझे करने के लिए. बोलेगा तो करेगा नहीं. I don't want to be told. That's rebellion. Are you getting that? That comes from a polluted heart. I've given some references. I'm not going through the references. Those who are taking a note can write it down. And in the evening when you go back home, just read those references and connect so that you will understand where am I coming from. In Deuteronomy, the portion that I've written there, the people decided, God told to them, go. And they said, no, we'll not go. And then there was a consequence. And then God said, now don't go. What did they say? We will go. That's stubbornness. Stubbornness. Bible has another word for it. Stiff neck. Jaisa mera neck hota hai na? Stiff neck. I say, turn nahi kar sakta. I will, one line, this is the way, it is true. Stiff neck. Hard-heartedness. All that verse that's been used in the Bible for the same thing. Stubbornness. This, if it is there in your heart, if you are stubborn with your parents, with your teachers, with your church elders, with the law enforcing agencies, if you are a stubborn person within you, feel rebelling against every authority, anything anybody tells, I don't like to hear that. I will decide what I will do. If that's the attitude in your heart, you should know your conscience, your heart is what? Polluted. There is sin in it. Be very clear about it. That's one way of looking at it. Okay? Got it? With me? Okay. Second one, independence. Aaj to Independence Day hai. Achha baat hai. What's independence on the negative side? I am what I am. That's the word of the name of God. Is what we use in our own life. I do what I do. We have that independent attitude. Even without God, I will do what I will do. I don't need anybody to tell me what I'm supposed to do. Even God is no need to influence my decisions. I am not submissive to anybody. Independent attitude. That's independence without God. That's the attitude that we have there. Hardened. I said I'm not reading those verses. You can note it down and read it for yourself. Psalms 10:4, etc. will tell you. Devoid of God. Hardened heart. I'm a hard person. I don't feel it. Matthew chapter 8, 16 to 21, it says, they have eyes, but they don't see. They don't listen. They don't remember how God worked. Or in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 10, heavy ears. Shut eyes, dumb ears, stupid heart, sick in heart. You remember hardened. I told you about that seared conscience. Hardened. You just can't tell this fellow. Whatever he listens, be it in the church, Sunday school, youth meeting, at home, it's hardened. It's like a stone. कुछ आई मीन जो बोलो कुछ नहीं होगा उसके अंदर ये कान से सुनेगा और ये कान से निकलेंगे कुछ नहीं होगा उसके हाथ पे आई डोंट केयर हार्डेंड आई डोंट फील ऑल्सो एनीथिंग इंटरनली इवन व्हेन आई एम हियरिंग इट ठीक है क्या बात है आई डोंट फील इट आई फील सो हार्डेंड लाइक ए स्टोन माई हार्ट इज इफ दैट इज द फीलिंग दैट यू आर हैविंग यू हैव अ पोल्यूटेड हार्ट यू शुड नो दैट या Is there anything funny about it? If you wanted to say, please tell it. Go ahead. Anything? Please feel free. I mean, I also enjoy jokes. Okay, feel free to tell me a good joke around it. I will be very happy to hear that, and all of us can laugh about it. Yeah. So hardened heart. And the other one, the next one that I wanted to show would be pride. Pride. This is, if you feel, if I may put it this way, you are God's gift for the mankind. If you think that way, there's something wrong. I am somebody greater. I am somebody bigger. Lack of humility. These are all part of our growing up many a times because of our lack of understanding. I remember my father used to tell me, the one thing that I remember what father taught me is this: be humble. You don't know my father. He was a man of God. He was not a preacher. He was not an evangelist. He was a man of God. And he was a humble man. And that is one he kept telling me, which I hated the most when I was growing up. I couldn't stand that word humble, humility. Kya bol rahe hai? I turned there, I turned here, he said, be humble. He must have seen something in me that was not humble. That was out of pride. Years after, I come to realize where it is coming from. It comes from what heart? Polluted heart. You feel proud to yourself, about yourself, that everything that I do is right. Pride. Then the one is self-righteousness. I can't be wrong. If I am thinking something, I am right. If I am saying something, I am right. Some people who have these arguments, they will never lose the argument. Kabhi bhi. I mean, you can't fail the argument. Baat karke 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 kaise bhi, I mean, thak karke hum sochenge ye chhod de yaar, ye manega nahi waise bhi. Hai na? What is that? Self-righteousness. I am right all the time. If that is in your heart, if that is your attitude, it comes from what? Polluted heart. Then have your entire ready to fall at the drop of a hat. Anything can entice me. Anything can entice me. The other day I was seeing one advertisement of a body spray, deodorant. So this guy stands up and he comes his deodorant and he just the deodorant, and then all the girls are falling down. So smell and come on. That comes from a polluted heart. I'm not talking about deodorant. I'm talking about ready to fall with somebody's smell also. Come on. Have some sense. Have some weight in life. Ready to fall. Enticed. That's a polluted heart. All right. So some of the actions that you see here are internal attitudes. Some of them are external attitudes. Okay. Both are actions. Both are actions. That's why some of those internal attitudes that you have, God said that I consider that you have already done it. If you look at a woman to lust, you have already done adultery. Why? Because that's an internal work, action that you have done. It's not shown outside, but it's an internal. It's an action from a polluted heart. Hence, that is done as an action. So internal, be it external. Be somebody seen it or nobody seen it. It's an action before God. And that's coming from a polluted heart.